The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is increasingly seen as a man caught between a rock and a hard place. Just back from another visit to the U.S., Netanyahu seems unable or unwilling to agree to international demands to stop building in Jewish settlements. Some left-wing Israeli commentators now even call their country racist, a view rejected by politicians on the right who say the left has had its day. The BBC's Middle East correspondent Wyra Davies has our story.
Young actors in Tel Aviv rehearsing a play to mark 15 years since the assassination of former Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Watching on is Joshua Sobol, one of Israel's most venerated and prolific playwrights. He recently took part in a boycott of a new theatre in Ariel, a long-established Jewish settlement built on occupied Palestinian land.
The public debate about the legitimacy of the settlements has died out. It's true that there is a vacuum on the left. The left lost its sex appeal. So it was very important to make the very clear statement that the settlements are not part of the consensus, that there is an important part of the Israeli public opinion or opinion makers in the Israeli society who believe that the settlements are illegitimate.
And this is the new theatre in the settlement of Ariel. For the people of this settlement, this is a natural extension of their daily life, a demonstration of their permanence here. They don't see this as politically controversial whatsoever.
The problem in the Israeli society is the peaceniks, the leftists, that all their activity is going to paint Israel in a racist color, in delegitimization.
Ron Nachman, the long-standing mayor of Ariel, says the new theatre won't be affected by the boycott and dismisses the left as a spent force in Israeli politics.
Most of the population of Israel became more nationalists. All those peaceniks, because they have no political power, they have only the power of the pen, the power of the microphone, the power of the camera. Except of that, they do nothing, and the people analyze it and say, we are fed up with you. So let them be a minority, and that's all.
News on the Russian language television Channel 9, broadcasting to more than 1 million Russian immigrants, about 20% of the Israeli population, many of whom live in Ariel and other settlements. Some, like former US President Bill Clinton, say the Russians are hardcore, an obstacle to peace. Then there's the example of Avigdor Lieberman, Israel's Soviet-born, tough-talking foreign minister and leader of the Israel Our Home Party. He's accused by some of being at the vanguard of a lurch to the right in Israeli politics. Not necessarily so, says Anna Shulik, a presenter for Channel 9.
More Russians are right-wing voters than Israeli-born people. But you can't talk about 1 million people and say that all of them are thinking the same things.
I'm now in Jerusalem at the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. This is arguably the most open and democratic society in the Middle East. But some Israeli analysts have bluntly called some of the laws being debated here racist and fascist. Proposals which could force new immigrants to pledge loyalty specifically to a Jewish state. Local communities could also have the power to prevent certain people from moving into their area. Tamar Herman is a senior fellow at the Israel Democracy Institute.
The laws that were proposed recently do reflect some similarities to what we would refer to as fascist tend of mind. Actually, what we see is a kind of an alliance between rather marginal groups in Israeli society who indeed have moved towards the more non-democratic side. And I think that in this regard, I would define the Israeli democracy as a democracy with stains.
Israel may have been founded on socialist principles, but it's always had strong nationalist leaders. Whether Israeli politics is shifting to the right or not isn't really the issue. Perhaps the real concern here is growing intolerance and extremism that could, say some, lead to a schism in Israeli society.
The BBC's Wyra Davies. Back in 30 seconds with a soldier story, here and now.